The Kahala Hotel and Resort has withdrawn a request for an easement to use state public shoreline for commercial enterprises, including torch lighting ceremonies, weddings, and outrigger canoe rides for hotel guests. The questions raise yet again, who draws the line on uses of public land, and where should it be drawn? The Kahala's original plan was opposed by the Wailea Kahala Neighborhood Board. Its chairman, Richard Turbin, has a meeting coming up with the hotel's managers to look at what should happen next. And he's with us in our studio. Hi, Richard. Thanks for coming in.
Aloha, Chris. It's great to be here.
What was the problem with this request from your perspective?
Okay. Well, the major problem is it violated a very important principle that's enshrined in the Hawaii State Constitution, and it's enshrined in Hawaii State law.
Nobody owns the beach.
Nobody owns the beach but the public.
Right.
And the government holds the beaches in trust for the public.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem, now let's go back to the Kahala Hotel and Resort. For many years, since it opened, actually in the 1960s, it's had a permit to use the beach, a revocable permit to use the beach for its hotel guests.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, its hotel guests had the right to use the beach anyway. They're considered the public.
Right.
But in any event, all in all, that arrangement worked very well. I think most of the residents of Kahala and elsewhere would consider that the Kahala Hotel and Resort, by and large, has been a good neighbor, has cooperated with the public. And it seemed to me and a lot of others that the status quo was a good arrangement. But
so if you went to that beach, you might be sharing space with some hotel guests.
Yeah, of course, yeah. But then the give and take is that the hotel greatly improved the beach for the use of not only its hotel guests, but for the public.
Mm-hmm.
A long time ago, it dredged it out, so it was a good, safe swimming area. It put a float in the middle of the bay,
mm-hmm.
pretty nice that everybody could use.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, it also had a swimming pool nearby. You can jump in and get the salt water off, use its, cafe, enjoy watching the dolphins play and the turtles.
Pretty free public access.
Yeah, and pretty free public access.
Sides, right?
Yeah, pretty free public access. I mean, mm-hmm. I was not aware of them ever trying to throw anybody off the beach. I mean, they did have weddings. They had a wedding chapel. They have a wedding chapel, apparently two on its property. And once in a while, there'd be a wedding, and you might want to wait, and wait till the vows were completed before mm-hmm. you went out and used the water. So I think all in all, the arrangement was pretty good, and apparently for some probably business reason, the Kahala Hotel and Resort made an application to buy an easement from the state. Easement for the beach.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with an easement for the beach, for use of the beach, is now the hotel owns a property right. An easement is a property right to use the beach for their commercial purposes, for the various commercial purposes, or for whatever purposes they want. Now, it's a non-exclusive easement in the sense that the public still has a right to use the beach. But with the hotel owning a property right to really arrange, rearrange, utilize the beach in any way it wants.
That's a step further.
It's a step far, far, far beyond.
Bridge too far.
Yes, the bridge too far. You said it very well. And it would definitely chill, disturb, prevent, be an obstacle for the public to use the beach. Now, I just want to add one thing. Anecdotally, I have heard that in the past, different hotels around the state on five different occasions have asked the Department of Land and Natural Resources for the right to buy easements. And five previous times, the DLNR said, no, we cannot do that. We will not allow that to happen.
So this would be without precedent. Why did they want to do it? I mean, we should add that it's now been withdrawn. But what was the motivation behind this, you know, essentially precedent-breaking permission that
they sought? Well, anybody would like to have an easement for a beach in the state of Hawaii. I mean, what a wonderful thing to have. How valuable would it be? I mean, certainly would increase the value of the Kahala Hotel and Resort if by chance they had plans, the owners of the hotel had plans to resell it to another business entity. Certainly the value would be a lot greater. Plus, they would be free to have all kinds of commercial activities. I'm thinking, I don't know if this was their plan. Apparently, they said it wasn't. But, of course, you know, in Waikiki, you have these very lucrative booze cruises on the beach in Waikiki. Very nice for tourists. But very valuable. I mean, it's a valuable income, provides a valuable income stream for the hotels that sells the booze cruises.
Richard, in making this application, I doubt the Kahala Resort said we want to make more money. What was their stated?
Well, their stated goal in their application was to spend $900,000 on improvements for the beach and for the leasehold property that they have the property rights to near the beach. I believe they stated they wanted to build one more wedding chapel. They wanted to start having canoe rides for its guests from the beach. So maybe they were planning to build a facility to store canoes. They also wanted to have a torch lighting ceremony. This is what their application said they wanted to do.
Well, given that it's been withdrawn, are we just beating a dead horse here? Or, you know, has this issue gone away?
Well, I'm going to find out. I just came from out of town yesterday, so I didn't read the letter until this morning. But yesterday, the general manager of the hotel, Gerald Glennon, sent me a very nice letter, extremely nice letter, informing me that they notified Suzanne Case, chair of the Board of Land and Natural Resources, that they are formally withdrawing their draft environmental assessment out of respect for and appreciation of the comments and concerns expressed by the community. And he asked if he could meet with me next Monday at 10 a.m., and I certainly said, sure, delighted.
Is this a happy ending?
Yeah,
for
this
all?
Seems like a very happy ending. Of course, it does it, and he wants to develop an ongoing dialogue with the neighborhood board, yeah. Which is a great thing, and we certainly appreciate it. So I respond to Mr. Glennon with arms wide open.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do this, and let's have a good constructive relationship. This doesn't mean that he cannot apply to purchase an easement in the future. I mean, he might.
Well, let's keep an eye on it.
But let's hope for the best.
I agree.
Let's hope for the best. And this was, unbelievably good news.
Terrific.
Which I just got this morning, and how fortuitous that I had a chance here to talk with you.
We'll keep track of this, Richard, going forward and see what develops. Thanks very much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and much aloha,
sure.
And thank you for your interest in this very important issue.
Sure. Richard Turbin is the chairman of the Wailea Kahala Neighborhood Board.